To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Where are you going? And he's like, I'm going bowling. I just started laughing because I'm like, of course you're going bowling on a random Tuesday night.
Sounds like a great Tuesday night.
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Sprague.
Now, do you have your own ball?
I have two balls.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt and a little splash of Sprague.
Your spare ball, you don't want it to hook as much, so it will go straighter. And then the strike ball, you want to be able to get some crank on that.
Heat on that.
When you hit the pocket, you get big pin action.
Well, I haven't really wanted to hit the pocket. I mean, come on now.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Whoa. Hey, welcome back in. Hour number three. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland sports leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. We call it the Fan Sports Network.
Yes, good morning.
Hope your days are off to a good start.
It is.
Here's the situation.
We just got the feedback from the boss. He showed up. He's here. It is the Oregon Sports Hall of Fame that they're going into, not the College Football Hall of Fame, the Oregon Athletics Hall of Fame.
Garden Home.
That's
the Oracle. He's called the Oracle for a reason. He kind of knows, but he's not right.
When
I
also asked the follow-up of, like, how is Marcus Mariota not in the Oregon Football Hall of Fame
right.
yet? Like, how is that possible? And he told me there's a 10-year, you got to wait 10 years.
That's a bit of an egregious timeline. Why can't we just do what the most obvious thing is? Marcus is in the NFL. He was the first pick. We're putting you on the fame next year. Thanks, Marcus.
You know who already has his jersey retired? Shador Sanders. And Marcus Mariota's not yet in the Oregon Football Hall of Fame.
Well, Colorado's sub 500, so maybe do things the way Oregon's doing things, not the way Colorado's doing things.
Yeah, not a good roadmap there.
It's an awkward situation right now because I'm friends with the brand man. I'm also friends with his wife. She was on my Hood to Coast team.
Yeah, you guys are Hood to Coast teamies.
So I almost like want to have two separate conversations.
Sure. We got to talk running or we got to talk football.
Diet Coke and running. Football and funny, stupid life things.
God, I love a good fridge sig. Now, I might have a fridge sig tonight. Friday night fridge sig.
Oh, the Friday night fridge sig is one of the staples of my life.
Do you guys do Friday night pizza night?
Not as often as I'd like, but yeah, okay. It's a big deal.
It's a big staple for us.
Might do it. We're going to be on the west side tonight. We got some family things we got to do.
We got multiple pizza places we can choose from.
Yeah.
I'm a big Papa Murphy's bro, but I don't, you know, Pizzicato's great. Bellagio's is great. A lot of good options in the neighborhood. Friday night pizza night is like, I will not, over my dead body will we not do a Friday night pizza night.
I don't know what Papa Murphy's was doing it for other than maybe just being a good company, which I hope that's the case. They were giving away like a $1 medium pizza for a long time. Like you didn't have to buy anything else. It was just a $1 medium pizza.
Whoop.
So we jumped all over that.
Whoop.
You can't beat that.
Medium's not enough though.
Can I get two? It is for the Sprague's.
Can I get two?
It is for the Sprague household.
Come on, man.
But also, you can't get a frozen pizza for $1.
You don't want the next morning pizza? Where's the next morning pizza going?
Then get two.
Now,
okay?
I don't have
$2,
breakfast.
Get
where's
two.
Where's my breakfast pizza, man?
It's unbelievable. I'm just telling you about a good deal. And you got to push back on the size of the pizza.
You got to go families. I mean, we go family size. For a family of three, we go family
size. It's not the size of the wave, all right? Isn't that what we tell
ourselves?
Members
of the family can't even chew it yet, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, he likes pizza, too.
You get the family size, don't you? And lying to yourself that Teddy's going to be part of this
equation. I don't lie to myself at all. I get the family size because I want to eat four slices of pizza when I'm driving down to Eugene tomorrow at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Pizza.
That's where the pizza. Ask Dusty. Dusty sees me eat my cold pizza every Saturday morning. We're
does
at Hudson.
He?
I take it down. It's in my backpack. It's a little bit warm by that point, so slightly questionable.
Why is it warm?
because it's been in my car for 2 hours. Sometimes I don't eat it on the drive.
On your lap.
It's just sitting.
Do you put
out.
It on your lap and you fantasize about? I'm going to eat.
Well, there's
you.
A lot of heat in the car because it's chilly in the morning, so you got the heat cranked up.
Sure, yeah.
Heat, you know, maybe a heated seat is turned on,
body
so it's
heat,
a, there's a lot of know? Body heat
sure,
there.
Yeah.
Maybe it's sitting on my belly as I'm thinking about it in my belly.
Yeah.
And then when I get down there, I eat it. He sees me eat my pizza every Saturday.
I have you as like a weird Jabba the Hutt. You stare at your pizza and you're like, I'm going to eat you later. I'm going to eat you when I get to Eugene. Yeah, I mean, like, so you sounds like you do Friday night pizza.
Every Friday.
Really?
Religiously
every
Friday. And
the wife is all in on that.
All in on it.
Because that's my pushback.
And we rotate. We rotate which pizza we get.
Oh.
Because there's multiple, not just one. I don't just, you know, I'm not a monopoly here. I allow other pizzas to come into my household.
I love a good local pizza company. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little more into the take and bake.
Take and bake's great. It's my go-to.
I just think the cowboy is hard to beat the cowboy. Not that that's the best pizza out there.
You're a cowboy guy?
But I'm a bit of a cowboy fan there.
Cowboy butts drive you nuts?
I also can't get away with doing it every Friday. My wife is, she's not me. So
she doesn't want to eat pizza every Friday?
No, she's not a white, so she's not all in on the standard
on,
pizza.
Come
you know?
On, man. What are we doing here?
She'll do other pastas every week.
You're out here eating pho all the time. That wasn't in your staple, okay? Right? Blending of cultures, melting pot, America.
Yeah, our house is a melting pot. Pho is amazing.
I love a good pho.
But I can't understand why she's all in on the every week an Alfredo or spaghetti.
But not every week pizza?
But not an every week pizza.
How about the simplicity of the pizza over, not the making Alfredo or spaghetti is difficult.
Oh, but there's dishes.
There's dishes you got to do.
I use paper plates for pizza.
And if you're doing pizza,
yeah,
you're putting it in the oven if you got to bake it. If not, it just shows up at
hot
your house ready to go.
Exactly.
You put the box on the oven and then boom, grab a slice, walk around.
Yeah, maybe it's a noodle difference that she likes the noodle more than the crust.
I love a noodle. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
I'm pro noodle.
I'm a cavatappi noodle.
What?
Cavatappi? I think it's the name of the noodle.
I got nothing for you there. What kind of noodle is that?
It's a swirly-ish noodle, but it expands.
Cavatappi?
Yeah.
How do I spell that?
Cavatappi.
Wow, look at you.
Cavatappi
is... Oh, okay, I know that noodle.
It's a clutch noodle.
I'm familiar with their work.
Very versatile noodle that can work in a lot of different dishes. We had Alfredo with it yesterday.
I'm more of a rigatoni guy myself.
I don't mind a rigatoni.
I like a thicker noodle.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thicker and longer.
If we don't make Alfredo with fettuccine... my daughter gets outraged. And then yesterday we did a cavatappi Alfredo, and she got really pissed.
Not happy about it.
It's like, if it's not a long extended one, she's getting out upset.
The hell are we doing? Yeah. Somebody's 100% judging you. You think Papa Murphy's is good pizza. Whoa. Hold on. Challenge flag.
This is a trust tree, and you're attacking me right now.
I feel very persecuted currently.
I'm a loyal member. I have been since I was like
nobody's
eight.
Sitting here arguing it's award-winning pizza. Well, if you don't think Papa Murphy's is good pizza, I don't trust your pizza takes.
Well, do you know how to cook it in the oven is what I would ask you. Sounds like you might be a little... You're not a 425 guy. You're like a 325 guy.
You can't,
like, why is this taking so long?
You can't find love at 425,
No, you got to find love at 425.
We need that Papa Murphy's endorsement,
Look,
man.
I've certainly had really good pizza all over the city.
It's great pizza. I love a lot of good pizza.
I don't have a million options near where I live.
Yeah.
If I lived in Southeast Portland, I would be going to more local.
Sure. There's a lot of good, like, unique pizza shops in our neighborhood that will, like, last Friday. I wasn't there. She walked up because I was down in Eugene. But by the time I got back, there's one that's, like, a little bit more of a, like, a Chicago-style pizza, like a thicker cut. Like, it's 2 inches deep, you know, or 2 inches tall, I should say. So, it's a, you know, it's like a different slice, and I enjoy it, but I still prefer a Papa Murphy's over that.
Well, like, one company I like that I don't eat it very often, Flying Pie.
Flying Pie is good.
The only thing about Flying Pie is I don't do it as often because their toppings are maybe 7 inches thick.
It's a little too much?
It is basically a double-decker pizza at that point, and it's delicious.
Now I'm working through your meal a little bit.
But I also like the simplicity of nice and flat, easy to fold, grab, like... Not all the pizza places have those.
No, they don't, Bob. No, they don't. How about upset meters for this weekend? Can I throw two games at you and get your thoughts on an upset meter? Could this happen?
Mm.
Do you know who's back from Missouri this weekend? Well, I guess not officially. But
Prebula?
He's questionable.
Is it Prebula?
Prebula.
Prebula.
Pitbo Prebula.
Okay.
He is their starting quarterback who looked like he needed to have his leg amputated after a Vanderbilt injury, but ended up being okay and not needing surgery, and he's questionable now. He's been upgraded. He's been practicing all week.
Nice.
They're on the road. Do we have a hangover trap game for Oklahoma against Missouri?
I mean, they're live to lose. Yeah, they've been a little bit up and down last week. You give them all the credit. Their defense clearly has figured something out here. The whole Venables versus DeBoer thing is a real thing now. But he's returning. I think Oklahoma wins because Missouri's quarterback returning just in time to morph back into Penn State's quarterback in a winning moment is definitely going to happen. He's going to throw a game-losing interception.
It is really weird when you look at the last, like, 10 to 11 years of Alabama football, no matter if it's Saban or now Kalen DeBoer. There was, I can't remember it off the top of my head, there's a stat floating around there that, like, 90% of their losses are from a Brent Venables-coached either defense, Clemson, yep. Now Oklahoma.
Yep.
Or a Gus Malzahn-led offense.
So it's two guys. That
it's like two. They cannot stop Gus Malzahn offenses, and they cannot figure out Brent Venables' defenses.
Well, if they played them now, I don't think Gus Malzahn's offense would
I think
beat
they would probably
Alabama,
win that
but
game.
Week one, they
Florida
took
State blows. And I also think there's one other game, and I think this team is included every week, although they only have two games remaining, and I don't know how they're going to go the rest. Georgia Tech's on upset watch every week that they play. When you're struggling to beat Boston College.
Boston College buzzer-beater field goal is crazy.
They suck. They're at home against Pitt, and remember, what did Pat Narduzzi tell us last week? Notre Dame game doesn't matter. This game matters. It's a conference game. Pitt still live in the ACC title race despite that blowout loss. That's a sub field goal line in Atlanta. Georgia Tech's on upset watch every week.
You know, we glossed over it because the game sucked itself and they were way better. Did you see the frosty exchange at the end between Freeman and Narduzzi?
I did see that, yeah.
I think Freeman's classy. Okay, first of all, he's sexy, he's hot, he's perfect. Like
he is.
I think he's got so much class. Any other coach, I think, whispers in Narduzzi's ear, maybe you should care more. I think he took those comments very personally, like, you're irrelevant. We don't care if you beat us.
Yeah.
I think that pissed him off. And I think you'd see it in the post game. Barely shook his hand. Narduzzi was trying to talk to him. He ran away.
He's like, I'm out of here.
He wanted nothing to do with that exchange. It looked a little bit last night like McDermott and Ryan's.
Ooh, yeah. Did you see the spicy?
Not that they have beef, but they barely exchanged like good games. It was like, oh, see you later.
Did you see the spicy with the Wake Forest Duke or no Wake Forest North Carolina spicy one last weekend?
Oh, Dickert.
We had
and
a Dickert Belichick spiciness.
No.
So Dickert ran out, took the hat off, running out to midfield. Wake Forest won the game.
What a respectful man.
Right, respectful. I'm taking my hat off. Let me shake your hand.
Yeah.
Evidently, there was. I think they were. Let me pull up the score because there was a situation at the goal line where North Carolina called a timeout, but the game was already at hand, and Wake Forest had the ball inside the 5-yard line when I don't think they were planning on scoring. And then North Carolina called a timeout, and Dickert was like, "Screw you!" and he ended up scoring the touchdown. Yeah, so I think it was 21-12. So the game's over. They're up by 9.
Okay,
less than 10 seconds, or you know, less than a minute to go. North Carolina calls a timeout for no reason instead of just letting the clock run out. And Dickert then was like, "All right, you want to do that, here you go, eat another one of these, you know, touchdowns," ran it in, runs out to midfield, hat off, goes for the handshake. Belichick basically did not even acknowledge his existence, gave him a high five.
He's the one that took the timeout.
What are you upset about? That's on you, dude. Why are you calling timeout there? Maybe. Essentially gave him a slap of the hand and then walked immediately in the other direction.
Now, is he mad at Jake Dickert for scoring a touchdown there, or is he mad that he's going to an adult cheerleading competition after that game?
Probably a little bit of both.
Yeah, I think it's a combination platter.
The rest of my weekend is going to be watching adult cheerleading.
You know, Washington State doesn't have the same animosity, but they kind of hate Jake Dickert, right? He's the one that preached rah-rah loyalty.
Yes, he did.
You know, we can do this, and then he left. He's had a great year at Wake Forest. I want to give him some credit. That team.
Yes, he has. ACC's not great this year, but he's capitalizing. Dude, they're 7-3.
They should be 8-2. They should have beaten Georgia Tech. They had
correct.
A 2-point conversion attempt away from beating the Yellow Jackets, and they blew the lead in that game. If they win that game, they're also in the mix for the ACC title game here.
They close with Delaware and Duke. They got a chance to win 9 games in year one.
Now, is Ashford quarterbacked them? I think he got banged up at one point, but did he quarterback last week?
Dude, I don't know. I wasn't watching Wake Forest, North Carolina.
Well, you're the one that brought it up.
I just saw the clip of them shaking hands. I was not watching any of the game.
I thought you watched the game.
No, I did not.
You're a sicko.
I am a sicko. Not quite to that level. He has taken the most snaps for them. I think he started last weekend, but I don't know the answer.
He's had a nice little year at Wake.
He's been fine. He's 4 touchdowns and 5 picks.
Their backup came in against my team and had 5 touchdowns and no picks. That was great.
Yeah, that did happen. Last week against UNC, Ashford, 15 of 25, 191 yards and a touchdown. So not terrible at all. 52 yards on the ground.
Swagger, we're a little too old for this. Do you remember when Murphy's was Aldo's? Somebody says they used to go there when it was Papa Aldo's.
Papa Aldo's was the old name?
I don't remember that.
Hmm.
Is that a different joint?
I will not allow Papa Murphy's slander on this show.
Know.
I will not allow that.
I don't even think we're saying it's the best pizza. We're just like, we appreciate what it is.
I grew up with it because my family, when I was a kid, we did Pizza Friday every Friday, and I loved it as a kid. So that's one of the reasons I followed through with it. It was 100% Papa Murphy's. We never branched out. Every Friday of my entire childhood, we had a Papa Murphy's pizza on a Friday.
We were either Murphy's or a Hut.
Yeah.
You know, went a lot of local joints.
There were not a lot of pizza places
where
back
we were
in
living.
There was a Shakey's in Lake Grove.
Oh, a Shakey's.
Shakey's. Yeah.
It was good.
Lake Grove, is that a city? Or is that a neighborhood?
It's a neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Here's the situation.
Just want to make sure.
We think.
What are you mad at me for? Right? Garden Home.
I'm a big fan of Garden Home. Let's get back into the NFL.
When he retires, he's going to have like a 5-minute monologue how much he hated me.
Oh, he absolutely will.
100%.
I think that you have a face on his dartboard in his garage.
That wouldn't shock me.
There's
I kind of naturally have there. The face.
Right there.
But I would love to find out in the power ranking of people he hates at the fan. I'm either one or two. I have to be one or two.
Ooh.
I think other people annoy him, but of people that he actually exchanges...
Like has to deal with day-to-day,
you know, pleasantries with, I think I'm up there in the top two.
Okay. I don't think you are. I think you're Mount Rushmore. I don't think you're top two. I'll give you top four.
How many times have we fought off air? Three or four?
You guys go at it every once in a while.
Yeah, once in a while we yell at each other because we're
you
mad
at our dads.
You also
are not responsible
we're
for
have
anything
another one
technical.
If you don't go to break here.
Yeah, you guys won't shut up, man. I'm trying to go to break. I said, how about we talk NFL, and you're over here bantering with Swigard.
It's payback for him wearing those skin-tight pants again.
Check out my
bulge. We got a lady in the office now. The brand man's wife is in here. You better not walk around.
Inappropriate.
We don't need to see that.
Calling HR. NFL talk next on The Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Differing takes come in about when it was Aldo's, when it was Murphy's, and how they merged. I don't know who to believe anymore. All I know is I love pizza, and I'm going to eat it tonight.
I'm just looking. The brand man is, he's wise. Some would wonder if he's 55 and not 41.
Very well could be.
But I'm telling you, on Northeast Halsey, off 122nd, we had Arctic Circle, and right by it was Papa Murphy's.
Yeah, people are saying the Papa Aldo's is a nice callback. And somebody said in the early 90s, they merged in the early to mid-90s.
See,
now, the brand man's coming in here trying to tell us this didn't happen until 2003. And I'm like, I remember eating Papa Murphy's when I was a kid.
The problem is when you're 50 and not 41, that
you
decade difference is the same thing.
It all blurs together. 93
and 03 are the same thing to him.
God, I love pizza. Now I just want pizza. Can somebody order a pizza? Now I'm hungry. Let's talk some NFL football, shall we?
What about a breakfast pie?
I You know how I feel about pizza. You know how I feel about eating pizza for breakfast.
Now, like, would standard red marinara sauce, would that do well with, like, a breakfast sausage and eggs and melted cheese? Like,
I just want normal pizza for breakfast. Why can't that just be a normal thing?
No, it can't. I didn't say
why
it
do I need
be.
I don't want eggs on a pizza. That sounds horrible.
Really?
Eggs on a pizza sounds nasty.
I don't know if there's many toppings I'd say would be awful on
pizza. See, you and I are different there. I don't like a lot of toppings on my pizza. I keep it simple.
Hmm.
I don't like artichokes and mushrooms and olives and peppers. Get them out of there.
You're a standard pep guy, aren't you?
Standard pep. Little sausage occasionally. You give me a straight cheese, I'm cool with it, homie.
Yeah. I think a breakfast pizza could be done. I just don't. It'd probably be a personal pie, like a...
Yeah,
you know,
be more like the mini.
Yeah, the minis that you bake at home.
And I'm wondering,
how do you put the egg on there? What kind of egg do you put on the pizza?
I think you would have to do.
Do you cook the egg and then put it on top, or do you cook the pizza with the egg on it?
No, I think you put. I think you would do more like an eggs Benedict, where you would do the eggs. You'd put like Canadian bacon, and maybe you would have hollandaise sauce.
Ooh, the hollandaise sauce as a base coat is a good
idea. Now, are we still tomato saucing the pizza, or
no?
Are you using the hollandaise for the pizza?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, if you want to put some spinach on it or something like that, I think that's the way that you would go if I were to endeavor down coming up with
a
breakfast pizza.
If I'm doing a breakfast pizza, we're not doing healthy. We're doing a meat lover's.
Sausage, bacon.
Sausage, bacon. Yeah.
You're still having that.
Now, what about like a sausage and biscuits gravy base?
Oh, that could work.
With a biscuit crust.
You do a biscuit crust?
Yes. And then you put the scrambled eggs on.
TM this bad boy.
A little hot sauce and pepper.
Add it on. TM.
Now, you could throw at the very end a fried egg on top of it if you wanted to.
I love a good fried egg on biscuits and gravy. Yeah. I love to watch the yolk run all into the gravy.
That
is so elite.
Can we stop talking about food?
Sure.
That'd be a thing.
Anthony Davis, should he be a Blazer? 503-864-6326.
We will cup check. Let's take a scroll. You guys want to take a scroll around the NFL together? You guys want to go town to town, city
that
to city?
It might be a short one this week.
It's not a very long scroll. There's no doubt about it. Pittsburgh in Chicago. Anything for you guys? 10 a.m. window. Rodgers may or may not play. TBD. The Bears somehow are 7-3.
Oh, this is a massive game.
Good.
Massive game.
Seems like a big one, right? Yeah. Pittsburgh all of a sudden in shaky ground in their own division. Chicago's in first place. Like, wait,
Chicago,
what?
Chicago at home, you're a favorite. If you want to convince me that you have taken a step and Caleb Williams has taken a step, especially if Rodgers is not. Whether or not he plays or not, if that hand's bugging him and he's not the same.
Is this a...
Like, you need to go in there and handle your business to convince us that you might be able to do something in the playoffs.
But let me ask you, is there a difference in how you feel about... Like, I know you think the Bears are not good, and that's fine. My opinion is I think everybody in the NFL sucks, and they're just sorted by little things.
They're all slotted together.
Do you feel any different about this game depending on Pittsburgh's quarterback? Because I actually think more people don't feel different if it's Rodgers or Rudolph.
What has Rodgers shown us this year to make me feel like I had the thought going into the year I was willing to entertain the idea, but now that we have a 10-week sample size, like,
because they were just fine when he got hurt and left that game last weekend.
There was no difference at all for them offensively.
I just think Rodgers, just his...
Conversely, if Chicago wins, do we buy more into them?
I mean, you won't.
No.
Because we don't think Pittsburgh's that good.
No. So let me ask you this, because you said that, Swag, and I see why you're saying that. If they win the game.
I think it's more about Ben Johnson at this point as a rookie head coach, first-time head coach. It's more about, okay, do I take you – it looks like you're on a path to make the playoffs, whether you end up winning the division or going as a wild card.
They need this game.
You certainly control your own destiny. Prove to me that I should take you seriously when figuring out in the playoffs if you're going to do anything or not.
That's fair.
That I think is what I'm looking at in this. Like, you come in, you're better than this team, you're more complete than this team. Handle your business.
By the way, projection watch here, there's two things here. Ben Johnson might be a big part of this. Will they be able to run the football? Is another big part. Caleb Williams on the season, 59.7 completion percentage.
Not very good.
Woof. Buzz your girlfriend.
He's not been terrible, but that's not a great stat.
And here's the one that the Bears fans have been clinging to this their entire lives because they've never had one. They've never had a 4,000-yard passer. Yeah. He, all year up until last weekend, projected to go over the 4,000 threshold. Now it's at 39.59. And I know that's not the biggest quarterback stat.
Him coming up just short would be really funny.
But that is that's
important. Can they devise some sort of passing attack against Pittsburgh whether it's using all those tight ends that they got, or do they have an advantage at one of the wide, you know, slot wide receivers, something to come up with that they can execute and move the ball down the field
just,
and score.
Just on a yards per game, by the way, Pittsburgh is worse than Jacksonville and the Saints.
Yeah.
Or no, sorry, excuse me. ESPN, can we talk about this? They have effed up stats on their box scores and stat pages.
I think they fixed the NBA one. Because the last time I checked the NBA box score, it was back to having the stuff where it should be.
Okay, well, when I go to a stat on the NFL, I'm hoping you're ranking them from best to worst and not worst to best.
Yeah, that's the way it should be.
That's what they just did to me on passing. So Pittsburgh's pass defense, to be fair, it looks like it's hovering in that top 10 to 13 range.
Okay, okay.
So it's middle of the road.
Nobody's surprised if Pittsburgh wins this game. I think that is the point of Chicago that Swag is trying to make of. Can you? I mean, look, I'm still not going to buy into you. I think you're a fine team. I think you're probably a playoff team because the NFC wildcard picture isn't great right now. Yeah. But there is zero.
They have not trust
in
them.
Just because Chicago wins the game, if they win an ugly, scratchy, weird game, yeah, I don't think any differently.
Yeah, every year there's a team that somehow like wins, is very good in one score games, right, and their luck kind of turns and the ball bounces their way occasionally.
Can you come out and control this thing?
Yes. Is it a wonky win where you're like, hey, look at that, Pittsburgh missed a field goal off of the upright with a chance to win it, or did you lead the entire game go wire to wire?
Well, so by the way, they have not fixed their stat page. It's the same in the NBA. It's backwards. It's stupid. Mm. This is really pissing me off. And
mine last time I checked,
it
was normal yesterday when I was looking at the Blazer Bowl score.
Their points is still in the front. It should have been in the other side. It's reversed. I don't know why they're doing this. Pittsburgh has a couple things to consider here. One, the Rodgers injury, right? If you do believe Rodgers is significantly more important to them than having a Rudolph, well, you have to kind of weigh something here because I'm assuming Baltimore is going to win their game. So they're going to go 6-5. You lose to the Bears. Guess what your record is?
Lamar playing?
TBD.
It's TBD right now. So are you better served as Pittsburgh to sit him and let that wrist, you know, take 1 week off of being hit? Or are you in such dire straight situation? Your division sucks. I think one team's probably going to make that playoff spot. So where are you at if you're Pittsburgh? You really have to weigh this. Is Rodgers going to get you that win on the road? Or can you win this game with Rudolph and let Rodgers sit?
They have still not played the Ravens this year. They lose this weekend. Pittsburgh, that is. Baltimore wins. We got a tie atop the AFC North with the Steelers and the Ravens.
Which is why Joe Burrow is coming back.
Which is exactly why Joe Burrow is
coming back. I don't buy
them,
but that's why he's coming back.
Let's continue our stroll around the National Football League. Some other matchups. Sunday Night Football should be a nice one. Not a lot of great. Not quite last weekend, but where are the spots we're curious of? We'll continue on in the NFL next. All right, we're taking a stroll around the NFL. People texting in breakfast pizza places.
We have breakfast pizza places.
There are not like individual breakfast, like that's the focal point of the restaurant, but pizza places that have a breakfast pizza on the menu.
Okay, I'm interested. In. I want to hear it. I also
the PT Tavern over in Brush Prairie has a great breakfast pizza. Somebody said there's a good one on Pizzicato's menu.
Okay,
so I didn't know that. So a few of them are coming in.
I need a biscuits and gravy biscuit pie to be created. I think Swag and I have come up with a genius one. Also, a listener bringing up a good point. This is why the brand man might have been on his stance. Papa Aldo's, founded in Hillsboro.
See, it's East Side, West Side.
It's a West Side guy. We're East Side guys.
Come on now. Yeah. Let's continue on our NFL scroll. Joe Burrow playing in Cincinnati. Do anything for Pats and Bengals for you guys Sunday morning?
Just two elite, fun quarterbacks.
Should be a high-scoring game, you would hope, at least, but who knows.
Yeah, and I, you know, New England has done an exceptional job. We tend to want to discredit NFL teams, whereas in college, I think it's more applicable to point out. In the NFL, I actually disagree with it. When teams beat bad teams, that's good to me. In college, I think you can, when you're trying to sort out the top and the middle and the bottom, you know, you can
it's
point
very
out,
convoluted.
Yeah, man. Like beating, not to use, like Oregon beating Minnesota is not the same as Oregon beating USC. So,
no, it is
like,
not
all wins are created. In the NFL, as bad as teams even like the Titans and Jets are,
it's still an NFL team.
It's an NFL team, yeah. And every week stupid stuff happens. So New England's taking care of the bad teams. Joe Burrow playing, which I still think is up in the air. I haven't seen an official ruling on that yet.
He's full go at practice, but they have not cleared him fully to play yet.
That's entertainment that I'm willing to dive into.
It is funny. One of the dumbest beefs now that has been created is Drake May versus First Take. Have you guys followed this?
I saw this.
So I guess Cam Newton, who is apparently with his big tall hats on First Take every now and then, came out and took a dump on the Pats and said it's all fool's gold. They haven't beaten anybody, even though they won in Buffalo, but okay.
We go through Cam Newton's 15-1 season and
let's do that.
Who he
beat
every
all fool's gold. Pats aren't any good, right? So then Drake May is asked in the media scrum, hey, Cam Newton said that you guys are fool's gold. And Drake May had an answer of like, who the hell cares what Cam Newton thinks? I don't watch that show. None of us watch that show. I don't even know what show he's on.
Yeah, he said that part.
And that led to Stephen A. saying, how dare you? We're the number one show. Yeah. Everybody knows who's on First Take.
He did the, I'm number one.
I'm number one. I'm number one.
Ryan Clark got offended by it. I'm like, dude, guys.
This is one of the dumbest things that's ever been created and why nobody should take that show seriously.
It's also further evidence. We live in a simulation.
Yes, it is. Don't watch it. Pats, Bengals, that's in the 10 a.m. window. 9 is on the road in Lambeau. And I, very similar to Buffalo last night, where I know that Josh Allen is good. I know that the Bills are probably a playoff team. Mm-hmm. They've also been wonky this year, and I don't quite know what's wrong with them and why there's so many highs and lows. Are the Packers good?
Are the Bears good?
No, I don't think they are.
And I feel like you're afraid to say that the Bears and Packers are very similar in a lot of ways.
They have not played yet this year, right? We get to, yeah, they played twice in the last month of the season.
Well, the thing is, like, when you talk about being elite to great, which is where the Packers are aiming to be.
Yes, they're aiming to be in that top tier.
You've seen what it looks like when it's that way. Week one against the Lions and their second half against the Steelers. Like, yes, we've seen
healthy commies in week two. Remember, they dominated, and that was a Daniels game and all that.
Absolutely. We've seen it. But we've also seen the middling to not good football.
They lost to the Browns, tied to the Cowboys, lost at home to the Panthers.
And the Panthers lost.
Scored 7 points at home against Philly. They couldn't do squat in that game.
Right. So, like, we've kind of seen both ways, where Chicago, I don't know how many times you'd say you've seen elite Chicago versus you've seen Chicago survive.
Right. They're just finding a way to win.
I don't think there's a huge difference, and that's the unfortunate nature. There should be. There should be. But Green Bay, every week, is now deciding to be stupid.
Yes.
And so
Niners coming to town this weekend. Here comes Niner.
You cannot lose this game.
You can't lose to Niner.
I'm sorry. Like, no disrespect to Minnesota fans out there.
Can't happen.
I like a lot of parts of your team. Your coach is fine. He's good. I don't trust your quarterback. He's talking about being a cork. I don't think it's good when your quarterback's comping himself to a cork in a bottle.
He's ready to pop.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Pop me, baby.
Yeah. Right. We'll see if he pops. It might be one of those corks that the corkscrew gets stuck in and it breaks, or it's the cork that's plastic and you cannot get it out. Like, that's
I love
where
popping bottles. Popping bottles is fun.
I'm with you, but have you had the plastic top
cork? Oh, it's the worst. Yeah, that's the worst.
I think I broke the top of a champagne glass because I could not get it out. We use tools and everything.
You're trying to get
nobody
that out.
Could get it out of the bottle.
We're not drinking this one tonight, folks.
So this is a game that Green Bay needs to come out, and I'm not going to give you a score or they got to win by 10 or more. Just win the game and look competent. I don't care if it's by 6, by 4. Look competent
offensively, especially. Like, there's a belief in their defense, and maybe that's even wrong, and that shouldn't exist.
Well, Jacobs just got hurt.
Yeah, that's true. I can't get the bad offensive games out of my mind with them. Like, I think Jordan Love's a good quarterback, but I don't know where he falls in the pantheon of NFL quarterbacks. Like, I know they're weapons. They got, guys banged up at wide receiver. I get it.
Yeah, but they just got Watson back.
I know. I'm having a hard time with Green Bay right now. Come out, look like you're supposed to against Minnesota. They might be in first place at the end of the weekend for all we know, because Chicago's 7-3. They would be, 7-3-1? So I don't know who that tiebreaker would go to. I guess technically a loss.
Well, if Chicago loses, it would be Green Bay.
Yeah, they'd be 7-4, touche. Yeah. So you would have you would be back in first place in the division, so just go take care of business against a really bad quarterback. That's not too much to ask, Green Bay.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
This is interesting. There are 2 third-place teams in their division currently that I think a lot of people, one of them for sure, the other one probably not as much now given what we've seen, but there's 2 third-place division teams that I still think a lot of America's football fans believe is the best in their division.
Lions and Chiefs?
Yeah. Isn't that odd?
Yeah. I can't do it with the Chiefs right now.
Oh, no, I think that's the right
but
answer.
But the Lions, yeah. Like, if I'm laying money, I don't know what the odds are. They're probably still the favorite. I would still go bet on Detroit to win the NFC North. if I'm betting on anybody right now. And I know that I'm not saying Detroit hasn't had clunkers and they have a head-to-head loss to Green Bay. I get it.
You know who they go against?
But I'm picking them to win the game.
Jameis Winston.
Exactly. They're a 10-point favorite. I've contemplated spring line because the number is whenever they lose, I think Campbell's like 11-0 straight up and 11-0 against the spread after a loss.
So they lose to the Chiefs 30-17. The next week, they beat the Bucs 24-9. They lose to the Vikings 27-24. They beat the Commanders 44-22.
Yep.
They lose to the Eagles 16-9. Jameis Winston and the Giants coming into the Motor City.
You know he's going to throw a couple of picks. The Giants got nothing to play for.
Do you want to hear one random personal dark factoid about
me? I would love to.
I will not dive in. I will just tell you, I am in last place. Jameis Winston is my only quarterback on my roster.
Fantasy football.
CJ Stroud.
He's all you got left.
He's not playing. Michael Penix. See you later. I cut Joe Flacco straight up. I'm in a hell, man. I need Jameis Winston to not be Jameis Winston this weekend, and I don't feel great about that.
He could throw three TDs.
And three picks.
They're just going to come with two or three picks.
Yeah.
You know that's the way it's going to work. Final thoughts on the NFL weekend, because there is one more game that, look, I might get ridiculed for this. I am excited for. I shouldn't be, but I am excited for.
I'm shocked, man. I got to give you some credit here. I think the NFL's got some juicy stuff, and you're normally on a Friday, you're all in on the college. And
this is a terrible weekend of college football.
And you don't think
really
it's going to be good?
I mean, hopefully upsets happen, but there's just... Some of them would be. This is SEC Cupcake Week. So, like, the entire outside of Oklahoma, Missouri, everybody's playing a cupcake this weekend. And so, there's nothing to talk about from the most talked about conference in the sport. We have not talked about Sunday Night Football yet. Where are we at on the Bucs? The Rams surviving against Seattle. So, we'll put a bow on the NFL talk. We'll get into a little cup check in the final hour. We will spring the line. So, keep your fake sponsors rolling in 503 864 6326. We're back after this on The Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
May I entice you in a Thanksgiving leftover pizza? That came in at the Fan Tech sign. By the way, get your fake sponsors in, 503-864-6326. We'll gamble coming up at 9:30. This came in. Hold on, let me. We got a lot of pizza takes coming in. A lot of pizza thoughts.
A lot of good pizza thoughts.
Catching up on the app and this pizza talk. Every Thanksgiving, I make a Thanksgiving pizza with leftovers.
Damn.
So he goes, pizza dough. Mm-hmm. Gravy instead of the tomato sauce.
Ooh.
Then I mix in stuffing and mashed potatoes together to go on next.
Lord.
Then a ton of turkey and a good amount of cheese, 425 for the love. When done, drizzle hot cranberry sauce on top. Best thing to bring to a Friendsgiving or a family number two get together.
That's a good hangover cure, too.
I might have gotten uninvited from my friends miss this year for talking trash about adult sports teams earlier this week. I went hot water in the friends group chat.
Are you really?
Got a lot of heat on me right now. The fuzz is after me.
You know what, look.
The person I was talking about may or may not host our Friendsmas get together every December, and so now the group feed was... light me up.
Can I say two
he
things?
He wants to go one-on-one Oklahoma drill in the backyard if I come over.
I think that makes him look worse, actually. It doesn't help his argument.
He'd steamroll me, dude. He's got weight and muscle on me. I'd stand no chance.
You guys are the same size.
He's built like a brick house. I can't tackle that
guy. He is crazier than you. I'll give him that. I'll say two things. One, look, you're a loyal friend. I've seen you in action. I don't think what they realize is you're probably hoping you're uninvited because you don't want to go anywhere.
This is true. Yeah. Yeah,
that's tough, dude.
That's a good point. Good point on your call.
Oh, I mean, come on. You love your friends, but you don't have to drive. He lives like in St. Helens.
Dude, it's deep.
So if you don't have to drive to Scappoose.
It's a full day. It's a full day activity.
That's the whole day. What do you mean it's a full day? It's the whole day.
All right, let's wrap up an NFL conversation here. Look, make fun of me. That's fine. I'll take the arrows. I'll be the martyr here.
When you show up to the Christmas Friends-miss thing, because you will go.
I will go, yeah.
I'm going to need you to show up in a full uniform.
Full, just pads, helmet.
Yes.
Wear the little Niners helmet I gave Teddy ball game. Show up in that. Let's go, baby. Let's go backyard. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great.
What?
You got some Cleveland gear rolling around?
Oh, I do. So I stole jerseys and helmets.
You should bring your trophy. Your PIL Player of the Year
just
trophy.
Put that down.
That's a good point.
By the way, that trophy's such trash. I was so disappointed to see
it's total knockout.
I always wondered. I was never going to be a Player of the Year, and I saw this when I helped him move a little bit, and I'm like, that's the trophy?
What do we got here? What's going on?
A half plastic helmet that they spray painted gold? Come on.
I'm excited for Eagles and Cowboys. All right, go ahead. Laugh at me.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Go ahead.
I'm not.
Philly sucks to watch. Their offense is terrible.
Their defense is stellar.
Dallas is Dallas. I get it. The drama and just everything going on around Philly, I'm very curious.
You know what you're doing? You're buying into the ESPN narrative right now.
I am a little bit.
You're eating it up. You're drinking out of the palm of their hand.
I'm Ezekiel Elliott.
I'm
spoon feeding the drama.
Yes, you are.
Spoon feeding? Feeding? What did I say? Feeding?
You're spoon eating.
I can't get the idea of 2 years ago what happened to Philly out of my head and watch the way that they've played in the last month and think to myself, are they going to do that again?
Well, they could lose to Dallas.
I'm not saying that's indicative of their season crumbling, but I do think there's a genuine dislike between A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts. And I think there's a genuine frustration internally with the way their quarterback is playing and with the way their offense is functioning. And so just because of that, it's almost like watching an awkward episode of The Office of like, what if they can't score on Dallas's defense? What if that game is 6-3 at the half and Jalen Hurts is struggling and they're not running? Like, Dallas doesn't have it. Dallas is one of the worst defenses in the league. If they can't score on
Is it still? Some are wondering now after that Raider game if Quinnen Williams was exactly
Quinnen Williams
the
went off, baby.
Don't forget Logan Wilson. They traded for Logan Wilson.
So I don't know. I get it. Part of it is the rest of the 1 o'clock slate sucks. Like, if you are looking for an afternoon off, this is a pretty good afternoon off to take. But the drama around Philly and what's happening there, I'm excited for it. And I know I'm stupid for that.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you, dude. Philly can be dumb. They could lose this game. It wouldn't shock, I think, the masses if they did. The problem with the AJ Brown Jalen thing is it's so one-sided that it, like, every week something comes out and it's pretty obvious who's leaking it, and every week that quarterback, no matter how you feel about him, he just goes out there calm, cool, collected, plays his game. Now some weekends he's not good, other weekends he's very mid, and once in a while he'll sprinkle in a 380 yard game and you'll have three touchdowns.
Perfect passer rating against the Vikings this year in that win.
There you go. by the way, it was really good in the second half. Why? Kept throwing to A.J. Brown.
That helps a little bit.
But the relationship may not be good, but it's incredibly one-sided. Like, I think if you press Jalen Hurts legitimately, I think what you get off the record, I don't care.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I think A.J. Brown's like, he sucks. He's not good. He's not giving me the ball. And Jalen's like, any response? He's like, no, I don't
whatever,
care.
Dude.
Whatever,
dude. We're going to trade you. I'm going to stick around because I'm a franchise quarterback and I have an untradeable contract.
Yeah, and so
I will be here and you won't next year.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm not one that's ready to anoint the Dallas defense fixed entirely because they played one of the worst offenses on Monday Night Football.
No.
I did love the side story of Pickens and Lamb being out in the casino too long and Lamb being accused of throwing up in a casino, even though he took that to heart.
He's going fake news. That didn't happen.
But I'm not really in on this. I just think Dallas is exactly what their record is, and that doesn't make me excited.
No, I'm with you there. I get it. I'm an idiot for being excited about that game, but I am curious. Where are we at on Sunday Night Football? Move it at all for you? Bucks and Rams in L.A.?
More than Philly, Dallas does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The line is funky. I don't necessarily... I'm not going to gamble that game because that's one of those, like, why is that point spread so high?
Are the Bucks getting anybody important back from injury?
There's some weird stuff going on around Bucky Irving right now.
I don't think they want you to know what the real Bucky Godwin situation is.
Mike Florio did a very cryptic thing on his podcast about Bucky Irving not being back anytime soon and it not being related to injuries, but they're not willing to say what it is. He's had some really weird Instagram posts. I know this is nerdy stuff, but like the last couple of weeks of... What's like nobody really knows what's going on there. It sounds like somebody who's dealing with something off of the field and then was a little banged up on top of it. And so there is a thought that he might not be back anytime soon, but that's just speculation. So
I thought Tampa for a long time in that game in Buffalo,
they hung in that game. They were moving it great.
Tucker, by the way, like talk about an all-time guy, a factoid I didn't give you. Like he's one of the only players in NFL history from a fantasy standpoint to have like 2 30-point fantasy days after not starting.
Wow.
He's become a sensation for them. And he had a big game in the run game last weekend against Buffalo. Man, if they play like that, they can hang with the Rams. And you know who'll be rooting for that because they're going to win rather easily? The Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, exactly. They lose that game and you take care of Tennessee the way you're supposed to. You're right back in them. I mean, they will take care of Tennessee.
Tennessee is terrible. By the way, limited participation update. Chris Braswell, their linebacker, and Ben Bradison participated limited on Thursday's practice for Tampa. So if you're looking at injury stuff,
maybe get the guys back.
I tend to think Bucky is no chance, whereas you got some other guys that can help their depth.
All right, there's your look at the NFL weekend. Let's move on to the final hours. Breaking the line coming up at 9:30. Get your fake sponsors in. 503-864-6326. Some final thoughts on the Oregon-USC game, and then we got a cup check tonight. Loaded final hour. Don't go anywhere. Drink Sprague 105.1 FM, The Fam.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.